I'm a retired command sergeant major.
This is Congressman Tim Walz. He's a retired command sergeant in the Army Artillery.
Tell him I'm a school teacher. I'm a retired sergeant major.
As a 24-year veteran of the Army National Guard and a retired command sergeant major.
As a retired sergeant major in the Army National Guard out of Minnesota.
Retired out as command sergeant major.
I spent 24 years in the military, Congressman, as a command sergeant major.
Tim Walz is one of those everyday people. Coach to the state champs. Teacher of the Year, Command Sergeant Major.
I am a retired Command Sergeant Major in the Minnesota National Guard.
I am a retired Sergeant Major in the Army National Guard.
What I consider to be the responsibility and the privilege of being the highest ranking enlisted personnel ever to serve in Congress. And I'm the Democrat.
What rank was that?
Command Sergeant Major.
So when you first came to Washington, you were a retired Command Sergeant Major in the Army National Guard.
I was an enlisted soldier for all those years, and care of troops and making sure they have the right equipment is paramount. So,
17, served 24 years, including in Operation Enduring Freedom, retired as a Command Sergeant Major, which makes him the highest ranking enlisted soldier to ever serve in the United States Congress.
That's what he said. You know, you have a visitor that's coming. This is Congressman Walz from Minnesota. He's a retired Sergeant Major in the Army.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 30 seconds to the gentleman from Minnesota, the highest-ranking enlisted soldier ever to serve in the United States Congress, Command Sergeant Major Tim Walz.
The gentleman from Minnesota is recognized for 30 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I thank the gentleman for this.
Great. I have a unique privilege in Congress, is that by being elected from this district and being a retired Command Sergeant Major, I am the highest-ranking enlisted soldier to ever serve in Congress since the beginning.
I'm Congressman Tim Walz. It's a real honor to be able to pay tribute to the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division and to your families and friends as you prepare to deploy in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. As a 24-year veteran of the National Guard and the Red Bull Division and a retired Command Sergeant Major, I'm a...
Congressman Tim Walz, also a member of the Armed Services Committee and Veterans Affairs, Democrat of Minnesota, highest-ranking enlisted soldier ever to serve in Congress, enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17 and retired 24 years later as Command Sergeant Major and served with his battalion at Operating Enduring Freedom.
With service in both the Nebraska National Guard and then the Minnesota National Guard, he retired as a Command Sergeant Major.
Shortly after I was elected, I got the opportunity to go out to Walter Reed Army Medical Center and visit some of our wounded warriors. And there was this young man there coming back from Iraq, recovering from his injuries, and they said, this is Congressman Walz. He's a retired Sergeant Major in the Army. And
Congressman's a retired Army Command Sergeant Major with time in combat. I think he called.
I need to have one quick answer for both of you. He did. Congressman.
No, I think there is, Chris, because I think it's different. I think we get a tighter mission on training the Afghan security forces, and I think that's possible.
The Command Sergeant Major, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. State champion football coach, and now our joyful warrior. Please welcome Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota.
He's a coach to the state football champs, and he's a Command Sergeant Major in the Army National Guard. And
I need to introduce to you my favorite coworker, who achieved the rank of Command Sergeant Major in the Army National Guard, and someone who proudly wears the Red Bull whenever he can. So please join me in welcoming our governor, a veteran, Governor Tim Walz.
A retired Command Sergeant Major in the National Guard. He represents Minnesota's 1st Congressional District and is the ranking member of the House of Veterans Affairs Committee. A member of American Legion Post 11 in Mankato, Minnesota, he was the creator and sponsor of the American Legion Coin Bill and was a valuable ally in the passage of numerous other veteran-centric legislation. Please give a warm American Legion family welcome to Representative Tim Walz.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with your calls and more news. Call on 877-789-2539. More on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geiser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. I'm going to take your calls this hour because we do have a very special guest, Cliff Maloney, who will be joining us at the top of the hour at 10 a.m. Central Time for 1 hour before the great Alex Jones hosts his show at 11 a.m. Central Time. Please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. And while the crew is screening some of those calls, the sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you, I do want to cover this story. Do you remember years ago when China annexed Hong Kong prematurely? They were not supposed to do so when they did. This was under the Trump administration. There were protests like crazy in Hong Kong. Riots, protesters, major backlash against the CCP coming in and taking total control over what was basically a Western city, a free country in and of itself. It was like a magical island like the Vatican or something of freedom and capitalism. And these protests were insane. I remember at the time I was doing social media advertising. I had a client that was selling between $60,000 and $100,000 a month of bicycle helmets all over the world. These bicycle helmets were made in China, and they had like Bluetooth speakers and a headlight and amazing features. And we were selling $100,000 of these helmets to second world and third world countries where people primarily commute using bicycles because they can't afford automobiles. It's something interesting that I learned. If you can't afford an automobile and you're using a bike every day, you actually spend quite a bit of money and time and effort on bike-related accessories and things like that. And so we were selling these helmets in droves. Then one day, boom, cut off. Could not get the helmets from the manufacturers. China was concerned that the helmets were winding up in the hands of protesters in Hong Kong. The riots were so bad that they stopped exporting bicycle helmets to my client, who was selling them mainly in Central America, South America, not to Hong Kong, but all over the world. Because that's how bad these riots were. And so how is it that just 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I guess it was 5 or 6 years ago now, it would have been 2019, so 5 years ago, all these riots can take place in, maybe it was 2020, all these riots can take place in Hong Kong with such fervor and intensity. But then today we see that on China National Day, in clip number 4, there is zero protest as China is celebrated in Hong Kong. Let's watch this clip. It's like when President Xi visits San Francisco. Unbelievable, right? And so what the CCP will say is, oh, the people of Hong Kong have realized how great it is to be under the rule and control and benevolence and love and affection of the CCP. That's why there's no protest. The people are just realize how happy they are here now. We know it's because they've been beaten into submission, stamped into submission, or fled.
And that's exactly what China would do to the rest of the world. That's exactly what the Maoists like Tim Walz would do here in the United States of America. Frankly, he did that in his own state when people were shot with rubber bullets and paintballs for being on their front porch during lockdowns and COVID, where he was establishing hotlines for people to call and rat on their neighbors for violating COVID protocols. Tanks going through the streets, armored vehicles going through the streets, all while the cities burned under George Floyd protests, police precincts under attack, Molotov cocktails thrown, Nike stores looted in droves, and Kamala Harris just stood idly by raising money for the bail of these criminals. And then once she got into office and got power, as the border czar, sponsored the invasion of our own country while taxing us to prevent the invasion of Ukraine for God knows what reason other than to skim money off the top, as Zelensky himself allegedly has a mansion near Mar-a-Lago in Florida and over 600 million euros in the bank, allegedly. They're all just playing us for fools because we are fools. Mark in Texas. Mark, what is on your mind?
Talk about the cover-up and the 30-year deep dive on the knowledge. I'm sitting here watching the arc in the darkness, which I think would be a pretty good summary for your argument in the political realm, in the evolutionary realm, and God's word, if you will. So if you haven't seen that, I recommend you go do it.
What's the name of that one more time?
It's called The Arc and the Darkness. It's on YouTube. It's about an hour 50. At least the version that I'm watching from Sevenfold Films is. And I think it'll put in perspective what's going on, not only in the educational world, but also over there in Israel. Because the simple fact of the matter is that this country is about to get Hamas'd by the invaders, and we're going to get our own October 7th, and we're not ready for it. The Israelis are, and they were united, and I don't think the elections are going to have the square root of a popcorn farts result or effect on what's going on with the future of this country.
I don't know if you remember or not, but 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate disappeared from a train on its way to California. And I am waiting for that ammonium nitrate to show up. Obviously, it's a major chemical in fertilizer and explosives. I think that this invasion of our southern border and this missing ammonium nitrate are tied.
Well, I think they are, too, but the simple fact is that if you go back and look at Waco, the rules of engagement, you know that that there were other things going on that were used in order to accelerate that entire news event and the effects of that. And Vinton Parton talked about that. He's gone now, I believe, or at least he's not talking anymore. So that's the depth of what we're about to experience. It's what has been recently referred to as we are about to experience biblical events, and they're all coming together at once, and they are going to hit us hard, and they're all going to hit us all at the same time.
I agree. We're living in biblical times for sure.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Mark.
In the Darkness. It's free on YouTube. See you.
I appreciate you, Mark. Call anytime. Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. I'm thinking about disaster capitalism today, and you mentioned the ammonium nitrate. How about an update on that Russian ship carrying 20,000 tons is now making its way through the English Channel?
20,000 tons that? Of what? Is it ammonium nitrate?
Ammonium nitrate on the Russian ship. It's a
wow.
Busted up. It's got a cracked hull, and they were docked in a Norwegian port, a NATO port, and the Norwegians figured out what was on board that ship, ordered it out. So it's basically being tugged by a tugboat, but yet it still can be driven. So it's kind of, they call it the Russian floating bomb.
Wow.
And
I had
right
no
now,
idea.
Check it out, dude. Right now it's making its way through the English Channel, supposedly on its way to Malta. But everyone's thinking that this is just a Russian chess piece that they're saying, hey, you know, come shoot those storm shadows into Moscow. We've got this ship loaded with 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate.
Right. So
you might have an accident.
Right. Well, and if you have a ship that you know needs to be scuttled anyway because it's all screwed up and busted, then it makes sense that you would send it in as a sacrifice with ammonium nitrate on it if you think it's going to get hit by torpedoes or something, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got enough. They say it's about half the Hiroshima bomb.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Have you looked into any of the conspiracy theories around the sinking of the Titanic at all?
Oh, yeah, I love that stuff.
I mean the Titanic had major fires on board. A lot of people think that it was another ship, right? Can you tell the audience and me, for my sake, too, a little bit of the details about that, if you remember?
Well, the most important thing to me for that was that all the guys that were about the Federal Reserve, this was all when central banking was just starting.
Yes.
And so they all the VIPs were on board that were against what ended up becoming the Federal Reserve. And then, you know, somehow that ship sank. Now, I also don't think it was an iceberg. I think they got hit by a torpedo.
Really?
And because they had a lot of, lots of valuable information. And look at the crew list. I mean, it was all who's who. It was like, you know, the all the big banker guys back then. And then you look at, it was like two sides fighting for it. And then, you know, the bad guys won. And then we've got this fiat currency mess now that's killing us.
Well, another funny thing about the Titanic thing that just kind of as an aside, not to change the point, is obviously regulations were changed in a big way after it sank because there weren't enough lifeboats on board for everyone. But it just goes to show how inefficient the government is at solving problems like that, because even if there were enough lifeboats on the Titanic for everyone, the problem wasn't that there weren't enough. The problem was they didn't have enough time to lower all of them before the ship sank. So the lifeboats weren't even full. And so their solution to the problem was to get more lifeboats, even though if they had an infinite number of lifeboats on that ship, it sank too fast in like 2.5 hours.
Oh, what a nightmare. Hey, I got a real quick scoop for you that you'd be interested in. So all this flooding in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So Asheville, look into this. It's a major lithium producer.
Asheville. I've been to the breweries there, but I didn't know that they produced lithium.
Yeah, Kings Mountain is right there, and that whole area has huge lithium deposits. Well, of course, you know, when you mine lithium, it produces poison. You can't live anywhere near it.
Right.
So they closed down the mine. Well, now today with lithium batteries, they need to mine that lithium. So we're thinking that they stalled that storm over Asheville to flood it out to get rid of those people because they want to reopen the lithium mining in that area.
Interesting. Wow, what a disaster, Daryl. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Alvin in Austin. Alvin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, I really just want to congratulate you as being like the only person at InfoWars that is brave enough to publicly acknowledge Knowledge Fight, being that you follow them on X.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Harrison did a cover Knowledge Fight that one time. There was an article in like the New York Times and whatnot. But I just want to let you know that Knowledge Fight talks a lot about you and the relationship that you have with Jones, and how you guys have interplay. You've come into a lot of episodes lately, and I just want to encourage you to encourage your listeners and Alex's listeners to go check out Knowledge Fight.
So I first came across them. If you guys could pull up the 2084 promo that I did. So I don't know if you remember, Alvin, but I made that AI video that's about 5 minutes long. It's like a sci-fi short film kind of comedy type thing. And I came across Knowledge Fight because they did an emergency broadcast of their own, basically making fun of this video. And I'll show the audience this video before the end of the segment. I know. But I thought it was hilarious the way that they covered. Now, I'm not a fan of Knowledge Fight. I think that they're obtuse in the way that they cover and interpret a lot of what happens at InfoWars. Obviously, they're opponents. But it's so important to listen to the opposition because that's how you stay sharp. So, yeah, absolutely. You should always listen to what CNN or Knowledge Fight or others have to say. And you should have a response, or you should be able to deal with or handle these criticisms in a rational way. If you can't listen to the opposition and counter them accurately or still maintain your ground or your belief system after hearing their point of view, then that goes to show that your own point of view is feeble, Alvin. And I know you're kind of trolling me here, but what are your thoughts on that? I'm going to give you a chance.
My thoughts on that are the fact that Alex Jones refuses to acknowledge that they even exist, even though one of the hosts for Knowledge Fight was actually a representative for the courts as an expert about Jones and InfoWars during his deposition in the Sandy Hook trials.
Doesn't it make sense that after being sued for $1.5 billion, someone might not want to acknowledge key witnesses in a lawsuit? Alex Jones aside,
$1.5 billion, Alvin, they were awarded it.
Yeah.
He wasn't sued for $1.5 billion. He was sued for defamation.
All right. That's a really key distinction, the meaningless distinction there. But thank you for your call, Alvin. Call anytime. James in Los Angeles. James, what's on your mind?
Well, Chase, you know, calling Kamala Harris the incarnate, Satan incarnate, is kind of an insult to Satan. If you really think about it. You know, because I'm serious, though, like a little theology, like, you know, Satan actually exists in some form of more truth than someone like Kamala, who's just like an idiot.
Are you a Satan apologist?
And, no, that's, I know it sounds weird.
You didn't mean it like that. I get you.
Yeah, like just trying to be in the full truth of it all, like, you know, something like that is, I don't know how Kamala even got into that position, because if you listen to her talk, man, it's like there's this dumb blank stare in her face, dude, and it's like, what is she even saying, you know?
Yeah.
But someone like that, you know, they call Satan the master of lies, and it's like, well, to be honest, it's only through people that lie. And it's this weird relationship, this toxic relationship that they have, is like they're serving Satan, but they're doing it in a way to where he actually hates them because they're lying like this. And I'm not saying he's like a good person or anything, but I'm saying at least he knows the totality of truth. He has knowledge that we don't have. And it's like these people are serving him, and it's like at the end of the day, dude, it's going to be total baloney.
Yeah, well, and but, Alex talks about this a lot. This dynamic between good and evil, because ultimately globalism, as corrupt as it is and as immediate its benefits are to a political class, it is ultimately foolishness, because though the political class can wield globalism to take total power for itself, the inevitable outcome of that through things like fake fiat currencies that work as the global reserve currency, total control of power and world war, you wind up with total economic collapse and population collapse because of nuclear war. And so even though they're savvy and tricky in the way that they exploit and lie and abuse their power for personal gain, the ultimate inevitable outcome is the total destruction for everyone. So these people aren't stupid so much as they are foolish, right? Like Kamala Harris, for example. Yes, she comes off very dumb, obviously has a lot of anxiety, is very incapable of responding spontaneously to criticism or questions. She's terrible at that. But she is certainly politically savvy. And I understand that she came to power on her knees and she started that way, but there's a lot of women that are willing to do that for opportunity. Not all of them get to be the vice president of the United States. This is someone who became the vice president of the United States of America with the least amount of support in the 2020 primaries, and then became the candidate for the Democrats for the president of the United States with zero votes. And you can't say that she's stupid and accomplish that. You can say she's foolish and accomplish that, but that is a level of political astuteness. Even though her policies are terrible, she's very good at gaining power for herself. So at the same time, we should recognize, yes, that she is foolish and dangerous, but we should never underestimate the audacity or ability of these people to seize total power. We have to treat them with the respect of a worthy opponent if we are to defeat them. Let's not walk into the trap of thinking they're so dumb that their loss is inevitable when they win time and time again. Dave in Arizona. Dave, what's on your mind?
Appreciate the opportunity, Chase. Great show. We need to get fired up today. We need to get full of righteous indignation as we watch in the polls say that chameleon Kamala has 50% of the electorate fold. I'm sure it's only 30%, but you know how they lie.
Yeah.
So my focus today is Deuteronomy 28:43, sir. You'll appreciate this. Foreigners who live in your land will gain more and more power while you actually lose yours. They will have money to lend to you, but you will have none to lend to them. And then in the end, they will be your rulers. The foreign invaders are being imported into our country, sir, fostered, facilitated, and financed by the government, the federal government, the state governments, all through NGOs using our tax dollars. So I hold the belief that World War III started against we the people from the tyrannical government and the establishment class on May 25th, 2020. They burned down Somaliopolis. we patriots cried for somebody to help us, that our servants would provide the leadership they needed to at the federal, state, and local level, and they did nothing. And then Atlanta burned, and then Seattle burned, and Portland burned, and New York City burned. And at the end of the day, I don't blame any of the people that should serve us, because we didn't remove them from power, and we didn't stand up for those that can't or won't defend themselves. So I need us all to be full of righteous indignation. I realize we're in a post-constitutional society, but somehow we need to take our republic back. So Absolutely. Get fired up today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call, Dave. I appreciate that. And I'm going to remind everybody to call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We're coming up on a break in 3 minutes. I have time to take one or two more calls. I see Doris, Nathan, Chaz, Phoenix, Billy on the list. I want more callers to call in as well. Nathan in Michigan, let's go to you first before we go to break, and then Doris, I'll get you on the other side. Nathan, what is on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Chase. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling.
Sound good? Am I coming in clear?
You're great.
All right. The reason I'm calling is I live here in Michigan. I have worked with unions most of my life. I've been on jobs, but I have never been a union member. I posted a video where I live here in Michigan. In 2020, we had about 7 inches of rain. They said it was a 500-year drought, but it wasn't. The dams failed. Still 5 years later, M30, which is a major highway, I just went and did an update video on it. They're finally getting it finished, and it looks like the road may open soon. I don't know when, but it's taken 6 months. All these unions and these companies in Michigan do are milk the taxpayers constantly. I have been done jobs in Consumers Energy. I have been on jobs on M20, on highways, and I sit around and I watch confusion make money. That is their motto. Confusion makes money. When I say, hey, let's get this done, what do they say? We get paid by the hour. Take it easy. I am over it. I'm done with it. Why are these people allowed to hold our country hostage while we sit back and suffer just so that they can get rich? And, you know, the funny thing is a lot of these jobs I worked, I made more than the people actually working in the union. So for all they say and all they do, I watch union guys drag up on jobs, not fully employed all year round. And Michigan is just totally falling apart when it comes to work. There is like very little work out there now. If it's not funded by the government, there's not.
So what's your sense about whether the unions support Trump or Harris?
I support Trump. I don't. The working guys, so in 2016, they all hated me because I was a Trump supporter. 2020, all those same guys were voting for Trump in 2020. That's why I knew it was rigged. I'm like, oh, obviously they're going to steal it. So that I would say the rank and file, most of them are Trump supporters. But you have a lot of lazy fat ones in there that don't do nothing and just get paid. I ain't kidding you. I pulled into a Detroit motor plant one time, and I backed into a loading dock, and I went inside, and there was this guy that had to be 80 years old, late in his first pension, asleep on a forklift going in circles, and he was union, so they couldn't get rid of him.
Wow. That just, unbelievable.
Yeah, so it just... Yeah, so, you know, I understand what unions were in the 30s, but it's not the same today.
It's not the same.
And it's got to end.
Thank you, Nathan. I appreciate it. Folks, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Get great shirts and enter to win this $138,000 Dodge Ram plus $10,000 in cash. Every dollar is an entry. I believe it might be 5X entries today. Stay with us for more calls on the other side.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services.
After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed to DMT drips as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves. But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance. Bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
All right, folks, welcome back to the American Journal. I am your host this morning, Chase Geyser. We're going to go straight to your calls. Let's go first to Doris in Maryland. Doris, what is on your mind this morning?
Hi, Chase. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. I just wanted to let people know, or truckers know, I saw on Facebook, it says warning to 18-wheel truckers, 18-wheeler truck drivers, and apparently this happened on Thursday night before the storm in I-40 in Tennessee. But there were three truck stops that were hit by unknown activist group, is what it says. Mm. They stabbed 50 18-wheeler trucks, stabbed a hole in the sidewalls, and ruined all the trucks.
Wow.
And then there was actually three. There was one in Denmark, had 50 trucks tires stabbed with holes in the sidewalls. Then there was one in Dixon. Apparently, they were all on I-40.
Yeah, I'm seeing this report here that more than 50 tires were punctured at local truck stop. Sheriff's office confirms this is in Madison County, Tennessee.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the county, but beware. I verified that it happened with I called one of the truck stops, and
you know it's wild too, because in Tennessee, I believe didn't they just arrest half a dozen illegal migrants that were looting in the context of these floods in East Tennessee?
Yes. Absolutely, yeah, wow. And there's pictures of them, and they're not very well. Obviously, they're not from here,
right?
But yeah. So I just want to have a warning out for all the truckers and the owner-operators. Just to, you know, tires are expensive, so be out on lookout for these gangs. I mean, I don't know what they were trying to do, but it seems like it was just before the storm. And my whole thing about the storm is, to me, I really believe in my heart that it was an engineered storm and that this was done.
I've seen some interesting things like that. I'm reluctant to make claims like that without understanding how that could happen. But at the same time, it's not beyond belief to me, given the audacity of these people. I've seen some maps of the counties and cities that were impacted. And it's bizarre to me that we've seen all the major damage and flooding happen almost exclusively in rural Republican areas, whether it's in North Carolina or Tennessee or Florida.
I mean, it was, to me, I saw right away that the track was targeting red states and targeting Trump supporters and conservatives. I mean, there it was.
Yeah.
And there's some things out on Facebook and X. There's videos of some radar where they said that they blew the dam. There was some dam, I don't remember the name of it, but there was a dam in North Carolina that you can see that something happened. It looked like it blew.
Wow.
And that's why all the water came all at once, and everyone's saying how there was no water, and then all of a sudden there was all this wall of water, and that would be consistent with blowing a dam. But
do you do anything to prepare for stuff like this? Are you do you have storable food or anything like that?
I do. I have storable food. My only concern, well, my only issue is right now I'm actually trying to move to eastern not Tennessee, but eastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
To the mountains there, and I'm in the process of moving, and my house is still there, but I wanted to get with my people, kind of thing, and get out of Maryland. I'm just fed up with Maryland. I can't handle Maryland anymore. But that's why I was looking on some of these, you know, these Facebook pages, and I found this one on a radio station called The Big One, 106.3, and there was an actual truck driver who posted this because he knew he had a friend that had it happen to him.
Wow. Well, Doris, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Crazy to see some people just want the world to burn. Mike in Alabama. Mike, what's on your mind?
I'm thinking about one way that anybody can help, and it doesn't cost any money in this election, and Trump could call up a bunch of volunteers just by asking for it. Is get more poll workers and more poll watchers out for these elections. I talked to them here locally in Alabama, and they say we need a lot more people to sign up. Not many people are signing up for those positions, and it makes all the difference in the world. I mean, can you imagine if the ones, say, in Atlanta had been smart enough to stay there that night after they said, oh, we had a water pipe burst and everybody starts leaving, then they start pulling out thousands
and
thousands.
And they're already preparing everybody psychologically, too, by saying that there's reports coming out of several of these swing states saying it's very unlikely we're going to have the election results on election night, just letting everyone know. Yeah, I bet, because it's so much easier to cheat after you count all of the real votes than you know how many fake votes you need to muster up in order to throw the election. We've seen it happen time and time again. It's happened in Chicago and Illinois for years and years, decades and decades. Every corpse in Cook County has been voting forever over there. A lot of that has to do with organized labor being organized crime, and they're going to try the same stuff again. But I think, Mike, this time it is too big to rig. I understand that we need more people to volunteer and get engaged, and I totally agree with that 100%, but this, it feels very powerful this time, and I think they're shaking in their boots because otherwise they wouldn't be trying to kill Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like I say, that's and it's inexpensive. Trump can ask for volunteers, you know, just make that announcement, say, hey, we need like a million eyes on this election, and the people will pop up. I mean, they'll go do it.
You know? Absolutely. Ask and ye shall receive. Mike, thank you for your call. John in Utah. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Chase. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of raise a little bit of awareness on what's going on in Utah. We are what's known as a secret sanctuary state. Governor Cox has imported about 180,000 of these immigrants in this crisis. Most of them actually came from Denver, Aurora area. With this election, there's supposed to be a certain amount of signatures that Governor Cox is supposed to have to be on the ballot, and they found quite a bit of them to not be valid. If anybody's in Utah...
And now we have the DOJ suing states that are cleaning their voter rolls.
It's insane. It really is. And there's a candidate right now that's really pushing, trying to push Cox out of this position, because what he's doing to Utah is wholeheartedly destroying it. It is not the state that I moved to and used to be proud of.
Wow.
But if anybody has the opportunity, please check out Phil Lyman for governor on X. We're trying to really push a write-in campaign for him, because Governor Cox shouldn't be on the ballot. He didn't qualify.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. Chaz in North Carolina. Chaz, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Before I get into my points, I just want to let everyone know the promo code Alex still works at mypatriotsupply.com.
Awesome.
They have payment plans. If you want to get $500 worth of stuff, you can pay it off $100.
Even better, though, is going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Life Select directly from us, if you can.
Yes. Yes. You know, I've got the Alexa Pure system. I've got months of ready hour storable food, a plethora of InfoWars products. They all work great.
Thank you for your support.
My big concern is that if these smugglers can get millions of pounds of fentanyl across the border, then we would be out of our mind to think that they wouldn't also, on the behalf of terrorist groups who have access to hundreds of millions of dollars to pay them, bringing over fissile materials. And whether or not terror cells got their hands on that ammonium nitrate that went missing, they have other ways of acquiring explosives. And we have 140 different cities across this nation that have population densities of 10,000 people per square mile or more.
Yep.
And I think it's a real threat that there could be terror cells out there.
Well, you're absolutely right. If they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of pounds of fentanyl, if they're trafficking hundreds of thousands of people, 325,000 missing children, and that's a low estimate. Those are the official numbers. We know the numbers are more, much higher than that. We know that the people coming into this country are just waiting quietly inside the Trojan horse that we have left in, that we have let in. And traditionally speaking, a lot of the terrorist attacks that have happened in the United States of America have been sponsored by our own deep state, whether it was the Oklahoma City bombing or the 9/11 being an inside job and others. And so they don't even need to smuggle in stuff in order to get away with the terrorist attack, because we know that when it's convenient for the deep state will just sponsor it. Like, look at the pipe bombs on January 6th. That was our own government putting them there in order to blame us. And I don't know about you guys, but I, for one, am of the persuasion that a lot of the explosions that happened on 9/11, especially Building 7, was obviously a controlled demolition. I mean, our major infrastructure, our major institutions are already rigged to explode. And when needed, they can just bring down any building in these major cities, especially buildings with sensitive information or economic implications. They can absolutely bring them down, no problem whatsoever. And there's zero accountability whatsoever. How many times have we seen the deep state caught in a scandal? Whether it was JFK, whether it was MKUltra, whether it was 9/11, whether it was Pearl Harbor, whether it was Vietnam, whether it was October 7th, they are constantly caught because it's so obvious what they do, but there is no system in place for accountability whatsoever. So they can just continue to do this. And now they are expanding their influence into all of the other branches of the government, whether it's the judicial branch, executive, or legislative branch, to the point where there's zero accountability anywhere in the government. It used to be that at least the three branches had checks and balances on one another, and then there was this fourth unchecked branch that was the deep state. Now none of the branches have accountability to anyone whatsoever. And when they want somebody out, they just raid their house and accuse them of something, plant evidence, or invite them to a P. Diddy party so that they can be blackmailed 20 years later. There is no accountability or protection or safety from our own deep state, which has established itself and manifest itself as the greatest terror organization in the history of terror organizations in the world. It's unbelievable. Chaz, thank you for your call. Phoenix in New York. Phoenix, what's on your mind?
What's up, everybody? Yeah, they're wiping out Christianity is what they're doing. Why on God's green earth would ever the two biggest Christian nations not be at peace, Russia and America?
Right. All I mean, wouldn't you rather see Europe occupied by Orthodox Russians than by extremist Islamists?
I don't want to see them occupied by anybody, brother. I want to see all the Christians unite and fight against what's coming.
Amen.
But they want the Christians to wipe each other out. The Zionists are behind it. I don't know why we have to keep saying deep state. We could call out the Muslim extremists, which were created by the Zionists. You know what I mean? Who gave the elaborate speech right after 9/11 that made us invade Iraq? That was Bibi, a Zionist, right? Yep. All BS. So these guys and all the wars, they're stealing all the religious artifacts to erase the truth. All the religious artifacts prove everything in the Bible is true, all right? Now, there's a lot of stuff that's left for interpretation. There's some stuff that man wrote in, but it's the truth, all right? So that's what they're doing. Everyone around the world that's a Christian, they're gonna come for all of us, all right? They're already here. And if you want to go by revelation, everybody, the whore of Babylon came riding on a beast. What's the name of the presidential limo, everybody? The beast, right?
Wow. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And ultimately, I think that the reason they want to erase the Bible and Christianity is because regardless of whether you believe it, if you follow it, it will lead to a civilization based on order. If you follow things like the Ten Commandments, if you believe in things like private property rights and the implications from the Bible itself, there is a civilization that is organized, structured, and just. Regardless of whether you believe it's true, regardless of whether you even believe in God, if you just follow the guidance and leadership that is in that text, and if people do in swaths, if the majority of people do, then a civilization cannot be broken. Jesus famously said that man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. It's the same thing. We were not made for the Bible. The Bible was made for us. If we follow the rules, everything here is better. It's not about earning brownie points for some heavenly bliss after death. It's about ensuring that we don't live in a state of hell on this very earth now during our lives. The more sinful we are, the more that we fail at being just and righteous and moral, the more likely we are to live in a state of hell during this life, regardless of what you think about the afterlife. And so they understand they have to bring down Western values. They have to bring down things like Christian values, not just because they're anti-God and anti-Christ and satanic in their fundamental form, but because they understand that disorder and confusion and chaos make a people very easy to exploit. It is very easy to take advantage of a people that is starving or desperate. It's the reason that the Ukrainians are Nazis today, because communism under the Soviet Union made the Ukrainians so desperate, so starved, literally starved, where if you weren't showing signs of malnourishment, they would just execute you and your family. That when the Nazis came, another evil regime, it felt like relief because the people were so desperate. The Nazis were able to exploit the desperation of the Ukrainian people. And to this day, the Ukrainian people are still sympathizers, if not practicing Nazis themselves. That is why they want to bring down the Bible, in my opinion. Phoenix, what do you think?
Well, what I think is that you have two other religions, the Muslims and the Israel, that have usury and slavery in their religious text. And Jesus came down to say, no, that's not how it works, everybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they want to create a world with slavery once again, which you can see all over. And we got to unite as Christians, man. We got to reach out to all the Russians, to everyone, and we have to overthrow our government. Our governments have to be overthrown. They're evil. The Israeli state welcomed pedophiles with open arms. What is that? You know what I mean?
It's not just the Israelis that do this. Our own government does this.
But I mean, they actually stated in their doctrine, they actually say that if you want to flee from being a pedo, you come right here. We got you.
I understand. But we have our own academia sponsored by our own government coming out with leaders who celebrate pedophiles as minor attracted persons, dissertation after dissertation, people coming out, influencers on social media saying that it's a sexual orientation instead of a perversion. We institutionally celebrate, advocate, and promote child pornography and sexualization on multiple levels. So yes, I understand that Israel's got some problems with this government. It's corrupt. It's just as corrupt as any other man-made government in the world. But I'm just reluctant to exclusively ascribe all of the world's evil and problems on one nation. And there's a tendency to do that when we are just as culpable. Phoenix, thank you for your call. Call back anytime. Let's go to Billy in Oklahoma. Billy, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just really impressed by Tim Pool's definition, like, or opinion that leftists will end up depopulating themselves through their abortion and sterilization practices. So I was wondering, what can we do to further that direction of peacefully depopulating leftists? And I think I've found it. I think if you raise your children, do your best to raise your children in a way that they won't hate you, there will be far fewer leftists. Because although not exclusive to leftists, the most common trait amongst leftists is that they definitely hate their parents.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. There's obviously a lot of that going on, a lot of dad hatred going on. I mean, we see this on the right, too, where that son recorded and outed his father as being in January 6th. Now his father's in jail, and this kid is going around doing interviews, and he's being celebrated as ratting out his father. It's positively Soviet in its philosophy itself. But yes, I think I'm not for depopulating the leftists. I'm for eradicating leftism as an ideology. And I think you're right. I think the way to solve this problem is to first have children, and once you have children, be a good parent. I don't want my daughters to have daddy issues, because if they have daddy issues, they're going to become leftist, feminist Nazis. That's just what's going to happen. But the problem is, when you have an economic system based on fractional reserve banking and usury and inflation, you are going to inevitably create an economy where nobody can afford to have children, and where men and women remain children into their 30s. It's not just that we've raised our children to be dependent upon us into mid to late adulthood. It's the fact that nobody in their 20s can afford to make a down payment on a house anymore because of inflation. We went off the gold standard in the 70s, and ever since then, it has been hell. So a lot of our cultural and moral problems actually go back to the fact that our money is fake and our people are broke. And when they're broke, they give away their rights to the government in exchange for relief. And they act like children, and they don't embrace morality whatsoever, because there's no longer a sense that your future and your life and your fate is in your own hands, and that your actions actually matter and have an impact on what your future looks like. When everything is hopeless, then people turn to hedonism. They said, you know what? If things are going to suck, then I'm just going to live my life the way that I want to live my life. I'm going to do drugs. I'm going to have sex with whoever I want to have sex with. I'm going to get abortions whenever I want to get abortions. Whatever. If things are just inevitably going to be terrible for me because this system is fundamentally just, then I give up. That is where we are right now. Our people have given up on morality because our institutions and our deep state have instilled such hopelessness with their unjust policies and practices. So we have to fix the monetary policy if we want to fix our people. Folks, stay with us. We have a great guest coming up on the other side, Cliff Maloney of PAChase.com. Make sure you visit thealexjonesstore.com right now. Be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's thealexjonesstore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here, 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you've entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.